Be seated this morning. Our scripture this morning comes from Matthew's Gospel, once again, from the 13th chapter, verses 24 through 30, and then verses 36 through 43. It's the parable of weeds among the wheat, or the wheat and tares. He put before them yet another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field, but while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the household came and they said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" And he answered, "An enemy has done this." And the slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them out?" But he replied, "Oh no, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them into bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" And verse 36 through 43. Then he left the crowds and he went into the house, and as his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." And he answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up in the fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." And that last little part of that verse has got an explanation point. It says, "Let anyone with ears." And what does that mean? Listen. You need to pay attention, because this is God's word this day for us, God's children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh Lord, we thank you for your word this day. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in this place at this moment, at this time. I just ask, Lord, this day that you just allow my words and my meditations to be pleasing in your sight this day. Oh Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen.